As C.S. Lewis put it, there are going to be a lot of surprises at the eschaton. There are going to be people there that we just don't imagine will be there. And then he tells him why. There are going to be in heaven believers in Jesus who never darken the door of a church. Now that's no encouragement not to intend, not to be baptized, and not to receive the Lord's Supper. It's just saying that faith in Jesus saves. Saves by itself, nude, apart from works. There are going to be scads of Roman Catholics, people who never listened, not really, to the theology preached by their priests, just believed in the sufficiency of Jesus' blood, no matter what their priest was preaching. People of all sorts who just believed in Jesus and His blood shed for their sin as complete payment. There are going to be call girls, there are going to be drug dealers, maybe even a couple of lawyers, though I doubt it. There are going to be members of the cults who never got what the cult leader was teaching, but trusted in Jesus' blood and cross, and that it was for their sin and for their hatred of God and for their wickedness. Surprises. Lots of surprises. It bugs me to say it, but there might even be an IRS employee, maybe a congressman or a congresswoman. Everybody has some class of people they don't really want to die as believers in Jesus. Those are mine. But to put it closer to home, there might even be a theologian or two who believed in Jesus. Bet the blue chips on the blood of Jesus and nothing else? Nothing in addition to that blood? There might even be a despicable leftist socialist college professor or two. Academics who daily sold out the wonderful American Constitution and instead filled their students' heads with statist drivel and mush. In heaven, we will meet cowards, scum, bottom of the barrel, reprehensibles, jerks, deadbeat dads, murderers, all sorts of rabble. And they died believing in Jesus and His blood as their only hope.